Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome into the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know, we're always so glad to find these companies that are so supportive of veterans, and we found another one, U.S. Bank. And these guys have been doing so many great things for veterans for a long time, and here with us is, watch out, the Marines are here. The Marines are here. Adam Norica is here, Assistant Vice President, Military and Veteran Segment Manager, which we're going to find out about. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding, Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for taking the time. And so, how many years in the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
4 years. And what was your rank when you came out of there?
I was a captain when I separated.
Captain. All right. All right. That's fantastic. Tell me about your experience in the military.
So it was very positive. I, from a rather young age, I was fortunate to be exposed to some things in the military, not through my family. But I actually went to a, get this, it was a Catholic all-boys military high school in the area here. And
wow.
I just was really my first exposure to the military service, even though I'd had grandparents that had served. And I just really appreciated it. I really enjoyed the values, the honor, the integrity. And I determined early on that I wanted to serve. So I was fortunate to receive a scholarship to attend college. Where upon graduation and successful completion of officer candidate school, I received my commission in the United States Marine Corps. And it was just really great. I really enjoyed it. I appreciated the camaraderie. It's
right.
Something that I feel like unless you've worn the uniform or come from that family where someone has, it's hard to explain. But it was great. I served on the left coast, west coast in California, and as a logistics officer. And it was just very positive, and I learned a ton of great life lessons that continue to serve me to this day.
Yeah, and you know, that camaraderie that you talk about, we talk about that all the time on this show, and we hear about it all the time. There's not, like you're talking about, nothing like a veteran talking to another veteran, right? I mean, that's just a special language, and especially when you have a place like U.S. Bank where you guys kind of foster that culture.
Yes, we do. It's that's one, I'd say probably one of the biggest things, Randy, when I get someone who's getting ready to separate from the service and thinking about that next stage when they're looking at what's it going to be like on the outside in the civilian sector, or another veteran that's maybe looking to move from where they are now to try and get into the bank. They ask me about that culture, and I tell them, look, it's been very positive. It's been very great. We have a very tight-knit community with the military members, veterans, and their supporters that are at US Bank, and it's certainly one of the great things that attracted me to the organization and has helped with recruiting a lot of other people. So it's very positive.
Talking to Adam Narica here, Assistant Vice President, Military and Veterans Segment Manager for US Bank. And just some things about U.S. Bank that caught our attention immediately. 2023, U.S. Bank number 3 on the Military Times list of best employers. Been on the list since 2010. The Forbes list of best employers for veterans. Partners with one of our favorite groups, Hiring Our Heroes. And that's just the beginning. You're also the Military and Veteran Segment Manager. Talk about that a little bit, if you will, Adam.
Absolutely, Randy. It's so my role, it was first created back about in late December of 2019. We had had a team that had people for other segments that we serve here at the bank. Our Asian segment, our Hispanic segment, but we did not have one for the military and veteran segment at the time, even though we had a lot of initiatives that we were doing across the bank. Actually, it was some veterans at the bank put together a business case and a strategy composition that said, hey, we think we should have a position for this on that very same team that deals with military members and veterans. And I was very fortunate that I'd been working at the bank, and I threw my hat in the ring for this particular role, and I was blessed to land in it. So I work with trying to drive engagement to complement and elevate initiatives with our business lines here at the bank for consumers, employees, and community partners that deal with the military and veteran segments.
And that's also, Adam, got to be a great thing when you guys run across other military veterans as customers. And for them to be able to work with veterans at the bank and to have that same kind of appreciation for working with vets, right?
100%. I think it's common with just about anybody, right? If you happen to know that somebody has maybe walked a similar path to something that you've done, that gives you a little more clout. And certainly with the military and veteran communities, that's absolutely true. So when they know that maybe someone's worn boots like they have or served on ship like they have, or just they wrote their name on the bottom line, right, or signed the blank check, that gives you that automatic clout and that automatic respect. Well, all right, I want to talk to this person. I want to give them a little more attention than maybe I have previously. It absolutely rings true all the time.
So now, what is your day-to-day job at U.S. Bank?
So, great question. So in my day-to-day job, what I'm doing, Randy, is, as I mentioned before, I really touch on things on the customer or consumer side. Employee is also with community partners. So what I'll do is really work to try and talk to a lot of our business lines and help them with their initiatives. If, let's just say as an example, in our deposits group, they're trying to broaden deposits with military and veteran customers. I can help share with them, look, here's a lot of the insights and the information that we have based on what's important to people in the military and veteran segments, and use that so that they can help make better decisions. Like, all right, hey, maybe we want to tweak something here. It's their initiative, but I try to help give them some of that information that helps them maybe tailor something a little bit more appropriately for what they're trying to get and for that particular audience, in this case, military and veterans.
That's
I'll also help with things like our deployment process here at the bank for our military members that are continuing to serve, and also with what are the right partners that we want to be with in the community. You mentioned people like Hiring Our Heroes. We're tied in with them, and well as some other organizations on the nonprofit side that help us make sure that we're getting great traction with people in these communities.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those others, Adam. Operation Homefront. We've done a lot with Operation Homefront. What a great organization that is. Workshops for Warriors, the Armed Services YMCA, and of course the USO, because we always consider ourselves like the USO of the radio. You know, we got a lot of celebrities that that come through the doors, and it's been a great relationship. And it's amazing that you guys at U.S. Bank will go through, and support these groups, because a lot of times, and that's one of the main reasons we started this show, a lot of times we'll get press releases from any of these groups and know that nobody else is going to pick that up. Nobody else is going to, you know, carry that message. And we are just honored to do that. And so for you guys to support those groups, that's fantastic.
It's extremely rewarding. And I want to tip my hat to you on that. Randy, really appreciate what you're doing to call attention to those kinds of things. Because like you said, sometimes I just don't get the exposure that maybe not just my company, I think any company would like and any organization would like. So really appreciate that you're doing that. But you're absolutely right. I can't tell you how rewarding some of these initiatives that I've had the opportunity to be involved with as a result of those community partnerships, like with an Operation Homefront or like within a Freedom Alliance. They just are something that just touches your heart. And it's to be able to do that as part of my day job is just incredible.
That's cool.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. This month is National Military Appreciation Month. Still Serving Veterans, SSV, a nonprofit based in Huntsville, Alabama, works to make life better for veterans in North Alabama and across the country, not just this month, but all year long. Families hit the water for the 41st annual Madison County Fishing Rodeo. The organization's mission? To serve and honor veterans and their families by empowering them to build meaningful lives through connections to fulfilling careers, benefits, and services, and to proactively strengthen veteran communities through leadership and collaboration. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This year's Redding Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Talking to Adam Norica here, Assistant Vice President and Military Veteran Segment Manager for U.S. Bank. And you guys also do a lot through the U.S. Bank Foundation, right, for veterans?
Yeah, the foundation is an entity we have here at the bank that looks at trying to partner also with communities on a grander scale to help them do great things for communities. And it's certainly some of the military and veteran segments are and continue to be a part of that and have been historically here at the bank. And it's just another wonderful tool that we have to help make sure that we're supporting members of these segments.
Yeah, that is great. When are the interest rates going down, Adam? We need to know.
Well, that's probably one of the number one questions people want to ask here at the bank. I'm not somebody that works in the product world as a regulated industry, Randy. Unfortunately, I can't quite get into that.
You're right.
But I'd be lying if I said I didn't hear that a few times every day. We all want to know.
I'll bet. Well, and the banking industry itself just right now, there's so many things going on with the technology and the different kinds of movements. Talk about that a little bit, Adam, and just in terms of where you started with U.S. Bank and where it is now, just as a process situation, right?
You're touching on something really important here, Randy, because I resisted, I think, the thought of becoming a banker or getting into banking for a long time when I was transitioning from the company I was at before. And here's something I've learned that I tell a lot of people that reach out and say, look, you know, should I really be looking at banking? There are a lot of people at my company saying, I'm an accidental banker. You know, I stumbled into it, I got into it, and I wasn't expecting it, but now I've been here for 20, 25 years. There are so many different things that you can do in banking. I think when I came in, I had a very narrow view. Okay, this is what banking does. That's all it is. But you touched on something very important. It's much more broad than people realize. And so there are other parts of banks. Gosh, I really don't even know what they do. I want to figure out what's going on over there. You can easily work at a company like ours in banking for an entire career and never run out of things, new things to do if you like shifting around to different stuff. I started on the data side of the house. Go ahead and insert joke here, Marine working with data, right? But I learned so many great things about how the bank operates and just how important that data is and what it does that I still use that in my day-to-day job now, every single day. And it allowed me the opportunity then to learn about this other area of the bank so that when this position did become available, I could throw my hat in the ring and was fortunate to get it. I would encourage anyone that's thinking about it to give it a hard look because there's a lot of great opportunity in banking, and certainly U.S. Bank has been a wonderful way for me to grow my career with plenty of opportunity.
I'm glad you said that, Adam, because I think people get trapped a lot of times thinking, and we've talked to other companies just like this too, where the main focus is not something that's translatable to their skills. But when you start looking around, I mean, there are just so many different parts of every company and different things that you might be a good fit for, right?
100%. And one of the best pieces of advice that I got from somebody who didn't even happen to be a veteran before I landed at U.S. Bank, they gave me two pieces of advice. And one of those was, they said, look, you've got to take a look at any opportunity that comes across your desk, even if it's in something that you don't think is a good fit for you, because the rate of change and innovation in the world today is such that the perfect job might be there for you in an industry you wouldn't normally consider, and you're just going to let it go by you if you don't look at that. And so that's what happened with me. I wasn't looking at anything in data, and this opportunity came across. People wanted me to look at it. I got the job. It got me into the bank. I sharpened my sword in an area that wasn't particularly strong, and then it helped made me an even greater candidate for what I'm doing today. So you're absolutely on the money with that, Randy, and it's probably one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten, and I would encourage other people to look at that because it just will only help you grow.
Well, and you know, there's nobody better to get into a situation and be that resourceful as a military veteran, right? I mean, that's what you're used to doing. That's what they depended. I mean, you know, lives depended on your decision making and what you could do. And so, man, the opportunity to pivot, and I know that's a word that tossed around a lot during the pandemic, but absolutely true.
It is, and I mean it. I haven't met a single person that served in the military yet that didn't wear multiple hats.
Right.
I mean, when I got there, the big joke is you showed up and like, hey, you were supposed to wear this hat. Lots of times you didn't even end up wearing that hat, but you wore 10 others. And that's the thing, is veterans and military personnel are extremely adaptable. They know how to improvise, know how to adapt. They can overcome. Get them in there. All right, what's the mission? What needs to be done? All right, I'm going to take this, and even the stuff that maybe I don't know, I'm going to find it out, or I'm going to leverage a partner who has that strength, and I'm going to get the job done. So it's that doesn't go away once you leave the service. The environment might be different, but the skills and the practices are all the same and still very much needed in the civilian world.
And the teamwork. I mean, you used to working with teams, and you go right in. That's why also veterans make such great franchisees, because it's a system, right? And so they know that system. They get in there. They get it done and go right down the line without batting an eye. And that's the other great thing. Adam, I think companies now are really starting to get it, you know, in terms of veteran employment. I know when we first started this show, it was kind of a stretch for a lot of companies to take a hard look at hiring veterans or make that kind of one of their main pillars. But now I think people are understanding. I mean, we talked to a guy, I guess about a month ago, and it was asking him about his transition out, and he was in the interview process, and they said, you know, would you make a loyal employee? You're going to stay with us. And he said, well, in my last job, I would have taken a bullet for my boss. So yes, I will. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good response.
I don't think it gets more cut and dry than that, right? And yes, this group of people is absolutely very loyal. They want to come in and do a job and be committed to their team. If you look after them, they're going to look after you, and that's who you want on your team. That's how you're going to make things happen.
What's the last time you've seen the Gomer Pyle show?
Oh, gosh. I've seen clips here and there, but it's been a while. I was certainly very familiar with many of the sayings, however I'd say, at least the voice.
Well, Captain, this has been fantastic. You knocked it out of the park. Thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing for veterans at U.S. Bank. What is the best place, if somebody's listening right now and says, you know what, I want to check that out, best place to find out about some of those opportunities at U.S. Bank?
I would just go straight to our homepage, www.usbank.com. You'll be able to find links to get you to the various areas that you want to look at, as well as give you great exposure to the bank in general. And I would encourage people to do that.
Okay. Adam, thank you so much, man. Great talking to you.
It's my pleasure. Randy, thank you so much, and thank you for everything that you continue to do.
Hey,
appreciate it, my friend.
It's our honor. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Still celebrating May as Military Families Month, and we could not have a better guest for you. Shawnee Henderson, who left her marriage to Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, with nothing more than five young kids in her car, became a trailblazing media mogul, philanthropist, and the creator of the hit TV franchise Basketball Wives, joins us here. She's got a brand-new book, Undefeated, Changing the Rules and Winning on My Own Terms. Shawnee joins us here in the National Defense. Shawnee, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'll tell you what, basketball wives, let's talk about that for a second. How many seasons did that run?
We are currently in our 11th season, but 14th year.
Wow. I mean, just that alone, to have that kind of a run for a television program is extraordinary.
It's absolutely one of, I'm super proud of that accomplishment. I mean, just to think that I sat back over this period of time and thought of this idea, pitched it, not knowing what I was doing. And here we are, you know, again, 14 years later. We've been doing this since 2010, some of us literally since 2010. And it has been an amazing journey that I'm super proud of.
And it's one of those shows that, I mean, you start watching it, you can't stop watching it. It's just like you're involved in everybody's life. And I mean, there's so many things going on. What did the NBA think about that show?
You know, at first, to be honest, they thought that it was going to be one of those shows where all the tea was spilled, right? We were going to bash the guys. It was going to be all about, they never tried to stop me, but that was the rumor, the hovering, you know, chatter that was going around, that it was just this whole thing to just bring down these guys, which it never ever was. As a matter of fact, I wanted it to be totally opposite. I did not want these ladies to highlight baggage necessarily, right? I didn't want them to highlight anything that had to do with the guys. It was a moment and a platform for us women to share our stories, whatever that story is, but it was about owning their story, not his story, not their story. I mean, of course that can be included in our stories, but at the same time, it was not about bashing the guys. I did not want that. To this day, I have a great relationship with any NBA player that I've ever known. We still are all good, because they were like, you know, it never was what we thought it was going to be. So it turned out great.
That's funny. We're talking to Shawnee Henderson here in the National Defense. The new book, Undefeated, Changing the Rules and Winning on My Own Terms. And you and Shaq were married for how long? 7 years? Is that right?
7 years.
Seven years.
Yes.
And so I just read the part of your book where you got to the hotel. So the players flew on a separate plane, and you arrive at the hotel, and I think you had one child at the time, and there were like a dozen women just dressed to the nines, dressed to kill, and you were so naive, you're just thinking, who are these women? What are they waiting for? And you found out pretty quick what they were waiting for, right?
Oh, yeah. It didn't take long.
Yeah. And they're all waiting for the players to come down. And then, you know, kind of further into your journey there, you find out that Shaq is this same kind of guy that is, you know, he's looking for love in all the wrong places. And you were really in denial about that, huh?
Yeah, I own the fact that I was in denial. You know, you're in love, you're young, you just think that this isn't happening to you. So, you know, in my book, I definitely share my perspective and how I just, you know, I wish someone had given me a manual. I wish somebody had walked me through that journey or that portion of my life, but that wasn't the case. I was in there just kind of figuring it out in real time. And that's exactly what I'm sharing. It was, I don't play the blame game. It was no one's fault. It literally was just lifing in that moment and me learning through the process.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, the support that you got from your mom at the time, and it was so great to read that she really never told you if you should leave the marriage or not. She left that on your own to yourself and let you figure it out on your own, and just that she would just be there to support whatever happened to you. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a great lesson, because especially with our audience, we're mainly active duty military veterans and their families and military spouses. You know, you talk about having to move and go different places, and it's the same kind of thing with military spouses, and a lot of that kind of stuff happens in the military. So I think that's a great lesson to learn, that, you know, if you've got a strong mom or dad or family member, man, that makes so much difference, right?
I mean, that they are such a support system. To this day, my mother is still in a huge part of my support system, and there's nothing like it. I think when you have that in your life, you really need to hone in. You really need to hold on to it, because my mother, thinking through this journey, my mother would be there hands down, whether it was in silence or she was talking me through whatever it was that I needed in that moment, she became. And I hope and pray that I'm always that for my kids. I'm intentional about it, and I will always be here. You know, and you learn your children. You learn how you can help them in different parts of their lives, right? As they get older, you learn your space and you learn your position. Sometimes it's just knowing you're there, and they don't need your, this is what you should do. They just need you to be there for when it is time for some advice, or for you to start packing a box, or whatever it is they need, is where, you know, as a parent, you just make sure that you are there for them for that part of their life and what they need from you in that moment.
Yeah, I love that. We're talking to Shawnee Henderson here in the National Defense, and it left her marriage to Shaquille O'Neal, nothing more than five young kids in her car, and started the TV franchise Basketball Wives. The new book is called Undefeated. And when you left that marriage, so you got five kids, five young kids, and you're leaving this mansion and this lifestyle that, I mean, like you talked about in your book, you're having dinner at Eddie Murphy's house, and you're, I mean, all these things going on because of where you are. And all of a sudden now you're in a two bedroom place. And,
three-bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, lifestyle change, number one.
Yeah, a huge lifestyle change. So in my book, I share this, all of this and the details of it. But I think that me sharing my journey is just showing people that you can turn life's challenges into an opportunity to be undefeated, right? It's a personal journey with very common, relatable issues that I go through, whether it's marriage, relationship, raising the kids. I wrote the memoir, and it's pretty much a manual that you can just put the broken pieces of your life back together. And I hope that the book will help someone navigate through their own journey. It's not just about my life. It's about shared journeys that I believe anyone can relate to. And I'm hopeful that it inspires and educates and empowers folks to know that it is a decision to just turn your challenge or what you consider a negative circumstance into a positive, into a moment of you being undefeated.
Yeah, and just financially, Shawnee, I mean, I know that even though Shaq was supporting the kids as well, is that right?
Yes.
And so it did give you a little bit of a breathing room there. But how, I mean, what was your first step in kind of reinventing yourself and, you know, kind of getting started?
Well, again, in my book, I share that Basketball Wives, creating Basketball Wives was my survival mode because, yes, Shaquille absolutely took care of his kids with child support, but as far as Shawnee support, that did not exist.
Right.
And of course, you have to go through the process of you know, getting a divorce for even child support to kick in. So it was it was survival mode for me to establish Basketball Wives. And in that moment is when I realized that I have been dependent on another person for my well-being for the last, you know, 9 years, so that's how, almost 10 years, that's how long we were together. And I just was sick. Like, how did I allow this to happen? I didn't even realize that I was not financially independent whatsoever. Hmm. And again, in my book, I share that is a part of my journey that I realized in one of the toughest points in my life that I was dependent on someone else, and I never ever wanted to be in that situation again.
And now you're remarried. Your husband, Pastor Ken Henderson. And boy, you talk about a lifestyle change. I mean, you go from being married to Shaq to being married to a pastor, and that's got. I mean, that could be a movie all in itself, right?
Yeah, I mean, talk about two different worlds, right?
Right.
I don't know. This journey that I am still on, I feel like it has morphed me and shaped me into the person that I am today. And I have never been more happy. I have more joy. I feel like I'm making better decisions about life daily. My kids, I'm able to sow into them more and more knowledge and wisdom and guidance, than I probably ever have, especially at such an important time of their lives, as young adulthood, where they're really navigating their own lifestyles and journeys and careers, etc. I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, and yep. That's what I share in my book. That this thing called life has really just guided me down a path that I would never ever have thought. But every step of the way, I've learned so many lessons that. It has today. I'm so thankful because, like I said, I have more happiness, more joy. My husband is an absolutely amazing man and has shown me how to love in a way and how to receive love in a way that I've never experienced in my life. So,
can he dunk though?
He actually can.
The book is called Undefeated, Changing the Rules and Winning on My Own Terms, Shawnee Henderson. Hey, it's just been a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on all the great success. And I'm not trying to tell you what to do here, Shawnee, but think about this. Pickleball wives.
You know what? I like it. Pickleball thing. I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. Shawnee, thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be. That was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later it happened, so it was just a seamless transition and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data. Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now, how did you get connected to this show?
Well, I almost feel like they just kind of plucked me out of thin air, you know. I just received a call one day that said, hey, would you like to do what you do over with your YouTube channel and Funker 530 team? Would you like to do that here with us at History? Because we're going to be covering videos, sounds, photos, straight out of war, which is exactly what we do. You know, with the rest of my team here at Funker, we cover and document and archive war. So it was really almost an overnight thing. And then, of course, the process to set up a TV show, which I could have never understood the nuance and complexity to. It's really been a wild ride.
Yeah, that's so cool, though. We're talking to Ronnie Adkins here on the National Defense, the new series, The Proof is Out There, Military Mysteries on the History Channel, which, man, I got to tell you, our audience is all active duty military veterans and their families, so this is just going to be like, they can't wait to get into this, and I can't wait to get into this. And some of the stuff you guys are going to be talking about on the debut, and it's on, by the way, every Monday. The new episodes every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. on the History Channel. What silent and secret weapon helped U.S. Navy SEALs kill Osama bin Laden? I mean, just that question alone, you could spend hours on that, right?
Absolutely. Everybody knows that there are certain operations that, especially in the military, we're all tracking, right? We all are aware of these operations, but there's going to be context and nuance sometimes that might get lost in the result of the operation itself, a la the secret weapon that was used to get the team into a bottom. a bad Pakistan. And breaking down some of that technology, or at least what we can break down, because there's going to be aspects to that that are still question marks. But we do that historically as well. Right? Everybody's aware of the Normandy landing.
Sure.
But what about the deception plans that set conditions for the ground force? We're going into those two, and it's a really fun show to be a part of.
Oh, man, I love that. And another question you guys were answering, does a classified military base in Greenland hold Nazi secrets? I mean, that kind of stuff, and it's, you know, I'm a big Jack Ryan, Tom Clancy fan, and, you know, that kind of stuff just is so intriguing to me to get in the weeds and find out those kind of little minutiae. Types of deal. And I'll bet you're just fascinated with that kind of stuff too, right?
I love it. I love it so much. And I think it's so cool because we're covering, you know, not just these big, you know, complex situations like the Nazi bases in Greenland, of all places. Greenland is really far away from where the Nazis were thought to have always been. But we're also covering, you know, this direct action stuff. We're covering a Coast Guardsman jumping onto this weird-looking submarine and banging onto the hatch, and that's where Rudy and I are able to look at this from two sides of the same coin. Rudy was a direct action guy. First recon, kicking in doors. Me, from an intelligence perspective, from a deception perspective, an information warfare perspective, we're bringing these stories to center and really distilling complex situations, whether it be tactical or strategic level, into something that helps us understand the context and nuance of war.
I love that. You're talking about Rudy Reyes. We had him on the program also, and we're talking to Ronnie Adkins now, Army veteran, two Afghanistan deployments, and the new series. The proof is out there, Military Mysteries on the History Channel. Ronnie, are there people that are out there that maybe don't want these secrets unveiled?
Well, there's going to be some of them that are some folks that might have transitioned out of the military might raise an eyebrow.
Right, right.
You know, we're still doing diligence. I think ensuring national security is still always going to be very important. But a great example is relative being the important word there, relatively recently declassified program specific to our sea mammals and some of the programs that they've been using. So there is still very much so some due diligence, or quite a bit of it actually being done. But it's still so much fun to do because as we're going through the list of these stories, right, there are things that both Rudy and I have time and experience with hands on. And we kind of each raise an eyebrow to each other like, can you show me where you found this? It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah. We're talking to Ronnie Adkins here in the National Defense. You talked about your Bunker 530 YouTube channel, and you got over 2 million subscribers. So, I mean, there is definitely a huge appetite for this kind of stuff. Have you run across anything, Ronnie, that you go, I had absolutely no idea about this?
Oh, I actually just mentioned it. This was one that Rudy had hands on with, and I thought it was a joke. I thought they were kind of, you know, trying to break the ice on the set there when we talked about dolphins, how dolphins are used in war. I thought it was the goofiest thing I'd ever heard of. I couldn't believe that was an actual thing. But as we dove into it and we started looking at the release documentation and we started getting expert testimonies from our expert teams, which, by the way, we're talking about Ronnie and Rudy here, that this show is really about the experts. Ronnie and Rudy, we're talking very high level, introductory almost to a certain perspective. These experts, they're coming in with professional context to each of these situations and really, really breaking it down.
They've got the meat.
All of it.
Yeah. So you're telling me that Flipper was deployed by the United States government?
You have to watch the show.
I am going to watch the show, man. This sounds great. The proof is out there. Military Mysteries, every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the History Channel. Hey, Ronnie, first of all, thank you for your service and continued great success, man.
Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.